It's 8:55, 73 degrees here in Urbana. It's time to check in on the commodities. This morning, Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joins us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Follow-through price action yesterday after Monday's independent strength in corn was somewhat telling of what was to come. Contrary Tuesday performance in beans adds a bit of unison to the mix, but the new low close made the picture a little bit murky for the soyplex. Maybe the price action this morning will add to some conviction to the trade. Thirdly, wheat advanced yesterday in the face of a rising dollar and as a headwind. Overnight price action did not disappoint. Currently looking at July corn above $4 again at 401, up 3.5. December corn is at 405.5, up 2.75. And looking at July beans, 10.76 1/4, up 21.5 here this morning. New crop November beans, 10.47, up 17.75. And meal, up $13.40 at besting the $400 mark at 402.5. And July oil, 31.25, up 35 as well. Wheat, July wheat, 464.5, up 0.5. Kansas City wheat up 1.25 at 447.75. And Minneapolis wheat at 521.75, down 2. Looks like we should see a positive performance coming in today after behind the hogs and the cattle. All things considered, open interest reviewed this morning suggests corn saw some new buying interest yesterday to the tune of about 20,000 contracts. Soybeans also saw some apparent new buying interest in the amount of about 14,000 contracts, once again knocking on the door of a possible new record long position by the funds. Wheat open interest was also up, increasing by 5.6 thousand contracts, offering mixed impressions as funds are short, presumably, and need to cover, but the increase in open interest up on the day telegraphed the appetite of ownership by somebody. China reportedly will auction off about 2.2 million metric tons of grain. Sale apparently includes 2 million metric tons of state-owned corn reserves and about 204.1 thousand tons of state-owned rice, according to the official documents from the State Administration of Grain. In peripheral news, Brazil is rumored to have purchased 2 cargoes of hard-red winter wheat out of the U.S. If confirmed, this sale speaks volumes to the U.S. is more competitively priced in the world market than previously thought. Looking ahead, weather is evolving into the main market mover, and we expect the market to continue to add some risk premium. Soybeans may be a little bit slow to respond, continue to build a larger acreage expectations. Corn, on the other hand, should remain buoyant as acreage estimates have reportedly been declining. We'll see about this at the end of June. An additional risk premium of 10 to 15 cents in corn seems to be reasonable in our expectations. Other than that, we hope that the rains don't slow people down too much, and everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. Taking a quick glance at Wall Street, the Dow is up 124 points at 17,830. The S&P up 13 points at 2,089, and the NASDAQ up 27 at 4,888. Looks like we'll be dodging raindrops here over the next week or so, as we've got partly sunny skies in the forecast today, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 83 degrees. South winds at 5 to 15, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 67, south winds 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms again with a high of 86. That'll be, it looks like, the warm temperature for the week. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 68. And that 50% chance of rain stays in the forecast for Friday with a high of 83 degrees. Looks like a little more sunshine over the weekend, especially Sunday and Monday, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms remains in the forecast each day. That will take place all the way through Tuesday. Right now, 73 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. The relative humidity, 71%. Barometric pressure, 29.99 inches and rising. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.